Yeah. Well, you're also on some kind of a watch list as well.
I'm concerned that our kids are growing up in a world without Bush.
First weirdest is that his name is Jussie.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Super excited that you are in the mix. Episode 274 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Very, very stoked to have you in our realm listening each and every week. Do us a favor, share with your friends, retweet, share on Facebook, send an email. Email 37 people a link to this show right now as you're listening. That would be cool. I am joined now, as I am each and every week, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how's everything going, buddy?
It's going well, and you said our episode number, we are going to hit 300, like, at our year-end show.
Wow. Have you done the math? That's the kind of thing you would do the math on.
Well, while you were talking, I Googled what's 25 weeks from now. December 17th would be 25. Wow. So 26. So maybe the first show of the next year.
Amazing. Incredible.
Look at us. We're a delight.
We do this shit for free. It's amazing.
So I feel like it was only a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I got the new iPhone. XS.
Excessive. Is it the huge one? Because you've been iPhone guy for a while.
And you love pointing that out. Yeah. No, it's not. The good thing is they maximize their screen more. Yeah. So now this is more manageable. It's smaller than my other one.
Yeah. I think I got the same setup.
It's great. I like it.
Yep.
So we're leaving for London 3 weeks from today.
Yeah.
And we didn't sign our kids up for camp or shit because that's our camp. We're going to London. That's the expense.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be as productive as I can, where I'm like letting the kids play Fortnite or whatever for 45 minutes. And then, all right, we got to go do this and that. And I'm trying to like get some shit done in that house. Time.
Yep.
Right. And I'm trying with my younger son who like is into sports. All right. Well, instead of just shooting aimlessly at a basket, like I'll do some drills with you. I'm not turning into Marv Marinovich, but like working on hitting. I'm throwing him pitches. The local field is now open because the high school is not in session.
Yeah, that's fun.
So I threw him pitches. I was throwing him pitches, and then it was time to send the missed balls back to the pitcher.
Yeah.
And I was going to clean up the ones in the field that he had hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, roll the ball back, because otherwise they're just going to bounce everywhere.
Yeah.
Just roll them back to the mound.
Roll them towards the bucket.
Oh, my son thought he was going to be real funny, and he just like lobbed one over. And I had placed my iPhone on the ground. And those iPhone cases, the good thing about them is like they really protect a fall. They don't protect when a baseball hits it squarely in the front of it, shattered the screen.
Yeah.
So then this was like late afternoon.
This is not funny.
And so then I had to go, did a search. The good thing is my town is big enough that like, yeah, I could go to a place
It's
cheaper than an Apple store, but like $150 plus tax.
Yeah, they'll do you a screen.
Is the cheapest option.
Yeah, because it's the newest iPhone.
Yes. Yeah, like everything else is like $80. Yep. But oh, you got the new one, $150 plus tax. Yep. So I get it done, and then I'm like walking out of there and realize like the screen's kind of not working.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy doesn't speak much English.
Yeah.
And he added laughter in the moments where he wasn't exactly sure what to say.
Oh, yeah.
So he'd be like, See, the thing is, the front camera, that's shattered. That's never going to work again. And like, for me,
You're not doing a lot of selfies.
I'm not doing selfies, so I can manage. And the face identification, there are like three cameras up there.
Yeah.
That one works, so I can get into my phone through the face scan thing.
Yeah, this is a robot.
But the front camera, but he just keeps laughing. I was like, buddy, what's up? So anyway, I had to go back and forth, and then finally, you know, I sent it back, and I just went to pick it up. So I was telling you why we're a little late recording, because I had to give him enough time to fix it again. But the front camera is a thing of the past.
So there's a remedy for this future. In the future. Okay. Get you a fanny pack. That phone, that big ass 10S that you got, XS, that thing's in your fanny pack. Unless your kid winds up like Greg Maddux and just fucking can throw that thing on a fucking dime at your dick, he's not breaking your phone with a baseball.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep. The only problem is I need less on me. I mean, the reason why I just rested the phone, I guess I should have faced it. I should have put it face down and it probably would have been fine. But it's because I was wearing like gym shorts with pockets in them.
Yeah.
And those aren't like, it's not like putting something in your pocket in a pair of jeans where it just kind of stays there. They're like flat. It's like flapping around. And so I was annoyed when I was pitching. So I just put it on the ground, and sure enough, fuckface son number two just smashed that thing. The smithereens.
That's tough. I went to the phones. I'm pretty much a local at my local phone screen place. And so I was in there. I owed my son some money for his good grades. And I said, hey, look, this is the second time you've broken your phone screen. I'm not paying for it this time. I paid for the last one. Now it's broken again. It's been broken for a while. You can apply some of your good grades money to a new phone screen, and I'll take it down and get it fixed for you. And he's like, all right. And then my daughter, her phone screen broke a while back. And then all of a sudden, and I went and got it replaced. And then she's like, hey, I can't send a text. Like right that spot on the screen, you couldn't touch it. So I'm like, I don't know. I assume that's a screen. And I looked at I had the piece of paper still in my car, and it was like 30-day warranty. And it had been like 27 days. So I go in and I'm like,
so you just get under the
warranty. So I go,
because anytime I check a warranty, I'm 3 days over.
I know. So I go in and I'm like, hey, I'm like, is this even the screen? See, it's doing this. And he goes like this. He goes, oh yeah, it's because you bought the cheap one. And I go, yeah, I bought it from you. And he's like, right. And I go, okay.
What?
I know. Well, because they have a cheap and an expensive option. And there's like the cheap screen is like $50 and the expensive one's like $90. And that's like the OEM screen. Or you get like the Chinese one that's not quite as good, but it's for my kid anyway. So, and she's going to break it eventually. So I get the cheap one, but I'm like, it's still under warranty. And he's like, yeah. And I go, okay, cool. So I come back and I get it. And then he gives it to me and I'm like, and then he just gives me back the old paperwork. And I go, but this is the warranty for the one that already broke. And he's like, yeah. And I go, so what's the warranty for this one that you just put in? And he's like, that right there. And I go, well, I already used this one. You put a new screen in it. Shouldn't it be warrantied for 30 more days? And he's like, no. And I go, so the first one is warrantied for 30 days. The second one is warrantied for 3 days, even though it's brand new. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, does that, the way I say it to you, does that make sense? Does that seem just? And he's like, yeah, no, that's what we do. And then some guy comes out of the back who speaks even less English. And he's like, no, sorry. And I'm like, so if I got a phone screen from you and it broke the next day and I came back, you'd give me another one. And he's like, yeah. And I go, and then if it broke the next day, I came back, you give me another one. And he's like, yeah. And I go, and I could do that for 30 days. But then the last one, then that's just it. And he's like, yes, that's our policy. I'm like, okay. Good to know. I mean, I guess at least you're sticking to something. So, yeah, that sucks, especially because it's a brand new.
That's the thing. One thing, if it was I don't know if it matters. I'd never drop my phone.
Yeah, I'm a phone dropper.
And the case I have, when I have dropped it, has done the job. So yeah. I bought the same version. I mean, you know, different iPhones, but the same case company.
You got the screen protector on there?
No.
Oh.
No, I just do like the hard and soft casing type thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. Yeah, we're getting a little in the details. But the fact that it was a new phone just bummed me out. Like, I just fucking got this phone. And now it's already broken. But
it's never gonna work as well.
I know. Yeah. And I've gone 10 years. Multiple iPhones without breaking it.
Well, you were due.
I broke this one.
You're due. It's like, I know a guy that drives, and this is some Californian shit here, but I know a guy that drives like 60 miles to work one way every day. And every day he takes the carpool lane both directions. And if you get pulled over by yourself in the carpool lane, the high occupancy lane, the ticket is like $300. It might be more now. It might be $500. But he's like, I've done the math. He's like, that breaks down. If I eventually get a ticket, I've never got one. He's like, I've been driving the same route for 6 years. I've never been pulled over once. It's going to be fucking well worth it if I eventually get a $500 ticket. It's the same for you and your phone screens. You've gone this long without breaking one.
Right. You're due. I was playing with house money.
Yeah.
But the fact that I already forked out over $1,000.
Yeah, that sucks.
The fact that I had to just spend another $160 for a screen. Fuck, this phone's not that great.
That new Google Pixel is only like $300. I'm really like
a friend of mine just got it. Yeah. He's like, I don't understand why you bother with these, you know, Apple. He's one of these guys thumbing his nose at Apple.
Yeah.
And I'm finding it hard to argue back. I just like Apple. I'm not really sure why I'm spending three times as much.
The problem is I don't know anybody besides Jay Stu that doesn't have an iPhone. Like, I don't associate with non-iPhone people.
And he's deep in the Bing weeds, so we don't even know.
Exactly. Like,
we don't even know what he's
like. Who knows what they're capable of? But I see that guy. I've heard good things about that Google Pixel, and it's only $300. And a new iPhone is like $1,100. So that's like a pretty big difference.
Replacing my screen was half the cost of that Google Pixel.
You can just throw it away.
Like, if it's a screen, I can just throw it away. Yeah. All right, I'll just get a new one. Fuck it.
Throw it away. Get a new one. I don't know if you remember, but like, I don't know if it was a year ago or 2 years ago, I was driving by this bar near my house and they had a big sign up that said like World Cup on 22 screens. And I was like, what? Didn't we just have a World Cup? And then it turned out there was a World Cup going on. And I felt like we had just had one. I drove by the other day and the fucking sign is up again. And I go,
another World Cup.
I go, no, I know for sure I just saw that sign up a year ago. And I know for sure they only have World Cups every 4 years. And it's like World Cup on 22 screens. And I'm like, is it like that there's something else going on, like the College World Series, and this is the only sign they have, and they just figure we'll put something up so people know? No.
Ed, no. This is the women's.
There's a women's World Cup going on.
Well, I was aware of the women's World Cup from the time that Brandi Chastain ripped off her shirt.
That was in 1996.
But I'm saying I'm aware there is such a thing, but I didn't know there was a World Cup going on until this year. Yeah. Like the Women's World Cup, I have no idea what their television ratings were, but I feel like I heard about the Brandi Chastain thing, and then I didn't hear about it again until like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, it's happening now, and I got to be honest, I don't really follow the results. But I'm really, really rooting hard against the United States women's team.
Same. That Thailand opening game.
Yeah, fucked.
And they make it seem like they are the most persecuted people. What? Yes. Nobody would say this about the men.
Right.
I saw the highlights of their celebrations. They're doing organized celebrations where they're making scissors with their legs and all these things, and they're up 10-0, 11-0. Calm the fuck down. You are going against somebody who's supposed to lose 100%. By 8. So you won 12-0? Or 13-0? Fuck you.
Get a 5-goal lead. Put in all your scrubs so they can tell their grandkids they played in the fucking World Cup. And then don't ever follow the ball out of your own fucking end.
It's so tacky.
It's tacky. And they make disgusting. It seem
like, oh, we're being sexist. Do you need to beat anyone 13-0 in soccer?
Yes.
Five, like you said, 5 is enough. If you really are pouring it on, 6.
Yeah.
But 13? You're just trying to humiliate someone. And is that what we're doing for the spirit? It's not like you're doing this against Russia, even. You're doing it against Thailand. Like, these are poor people.
Yeah, then
a shitty government.
Then I see, because I'm pretty sure the United States wins the World Cup like every time, except they didn't last time or maybe 2 times ago. But it was like a fluke that they didn't.
You know when they did? When Brandi Chastain ripped.
Yeah, 1996. They're like far and away the favorite, which I hate. So I always root against the men's basketball team ever since they put pros out there. It's so fucking dumb.
Go Cameroon or whoever.
Yes.
Go anyone.
Yes. I fucking hate that shit. I hate. I hate the pro hockey players being there. I just hate that shit. I just like the amateur stuff way better. And I don't root for anything. I don't root for the overwhelming favorite in any scenario.
You're rooting for the house in blackjack.
Yeah.
You're rooting for the don't pass line. Yeah. Like, this is not – what's the joy? If a team can win 13-0, what's the joy in cheering for that?
Fuck 'em. And then I saw some highlights, and they played Spain, and they won on like a penalty kick. And it did – I mean, I'm not like a super soccer fan, but I didn't even really see the chick get touched. Okay? She like looked – oh, she got tripped in the box or whatever. I mean, it was soccer, so they're all kind of acting it out anyway. Kind of bullshit. I don't think they need like little extra help like that from the referees. Fuck soccer, but mostly fuck the United States of America. Okay? I said it.
And I have a connection to Spain. 2 of my kids are Spanish citizens now.
What? Wait, how's
did
that?
Did I ever bring this up?
No.
So I married a member of the tribe.
Right, but she's Turkish.
In 1492,
right,
Ferdinand and Isabella said essentially, "You need to get the fuck out, all Jews."
Oh, okay,
or we'll kill you the next day.
That's a pretty. That's a pretty common practice throughout history.
throughout Earth, that's a common thing.
Yeah.
So Spain represented Spain and Portugal. And so anyone in that territory needed to go. And if you could prove your lineage a few years ago, it was sort of like a reparations type thing.
Yeah.
They said, we can make you citizens if you can prove your lineage. And so Michelle's cousin, I think, who lived in Turkey, and that ghetto in Turkey was getting real small. I mean, Turkey is a fucked up place right now. So, wasn't feeling so good for a Jew to be in
predominantly Muslim country, yeah.
Right. And so I think he was hip to all like this new citizenship thing that Spain was offering citizenship to anyone who could prove that they had family lineage, which they could.
Yeah.
So my sons, I don't qualify because I'm not Jewish.
Right.
My sons applied. They've got Spanish passports. So they can they can double dip.
That's pretty badass.
They are dual citizens. Now, Michelle, for kids, they don't make you pass a language test.
Oh.
For adults, they make you pass it. So Michelle's like, I either need to study Spanish or I think she's trying to do the workaround and become a Portuguese citizen.
Well, then you guys can double dip.
Which means I'm just out. Right. I'm just like the American. Like I'm jettisoned to, But, one of the motivating factors, I would just say, last couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not bad.
Spot's getting kind of hot.
It's not bad to keep your options open with citizenship around the world. So, I've got some dual citizen sons. So, I should be cheering for Spain. I guess they're out.
Yeah, they're out. But, you should have been. Too little, too late. And parts of Spain and most of Portugal, very affordable. If you need to,
I was there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was part of the reason I was there a couple of years ago.
Oh, right.
They had like interviews and shit.
Yeah. That's and, when it was very hot, though, wasn't it?
It was like a million degrees.
Yeah.
But man, Barcelona is so fucking great. I love that city.
Ed, you know what you can do now? I guess if you have, I think it's either two, it might be four, but I think it might be two Irish-born grandparents. You can apply for Irish citizenship, and I guess Ireland is overwhelmed by English people who had Irish grandparents, and now because of Brexit, they want to hedge their bets, and they're getting Irish passports just in case.
I am like potato famine removed. Like I've got about four or five generations in America, so
you're out. You're fucked.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're stuck. You're American. You're gonna have to do that thing where you send your family off on a train to safety.
Yeah. By the way, I read that the population of Ireland is still below what it was at the time of the potato famine. That's how bad it got fucked up.
Wow. Yeah.
They really got
shit got
decimated.
Real over there.
Yeah.
For real. Okay, let's do a quick voicemail.
Okay.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
All right, he's Manuel, old friend of the show, Ed. Manuel has called in.
Our guy.
Haven't heard from him in a while, and I thought, well, he's calling in. Haven't heard from him in a while. Maybe he'll be brief. He's gone the full 3 minutes. He's maxed it out.
I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to pick a...
I might just start playing. Here's the problem is he's got to pick his spots because the whole beginning is where he really
introduces
himself.
Okay, so why don't you just play
for a long time.
And he's got 3 minutes to make his point, even though we're going to talk during this.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what he's got to say.
Big balling, shot calling, making fools holler.
You don't think he works out a script, microphone pimping, Paul.
I think this is all off the top of his head. If he scripted it, it probably wouldn't be so long. Maybe just jot down some notes.
He get tired of writing.
Yeah.
Podcast. Whoop, whoop. You know, it's been a minute. But your boy, Manuel, from Gardenia, is back up in the biatch. So I find myself...
Okay, 25 seconds.
So
just saying hello.
Established that he's there and he's back.
He knows our names. He's given us nicknames. And then it's also him, another thing we already know. That's 25 seconds. Let's see. That gives him 2 minutes, 35 seconds to make a point.
Off near LAX, Sepulveda.
Oh, we got streets.
Are we going to get into Tesla territory
again? No, he is kind of near there, Hawthorne. Let's see.
And La Siena, going to be exact. Over on the left-hand side, which would be facing... northbound.
Specifics.
Yeah.
Okay. See this big.
He might be talking about nudes, because he's right near nudes, which is the LAX adjacent strip club. And
isn't Electronic Arts right there too?
It's not. That's sort of nearby. That's more Marina
Del
Rey.
Michelle had a meeting near there, and I feel like it was right by LAX.
It wasn't too far. Yeah, that's pretty close. Marina Del Rey is not far.
Oh, board. Saturday Night Live, SNL, for your consideration. So I reported something.
You know. Oh, so what he's alluding to is in LA, when Emmys or any awards come around, the studios campaign for their shows.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of, like, the local NPR station will be like, for your consideration, Handmaid's Tale, eligible, okay. Emmy eligible in all categories. And they're like, try to remind you to vote for their shows. I assume that's what he's talking about.
Oh, like, I believe Bride by Bex and Easy Edward Daly. We remember SNL as somewhat of an institution to comedy. Reason why I'm saying so is I look at that billboard, other than Lester Jones, you know, dude from the Ghostbusters reboot.
I can't say that I recognize
any of these poor staff.
I disagree. I don't love my thoughts on Weekend Update. And I don't know if all the writing is perfect. I think they've got a great cast. I'm a big fan of most of the cast.
Che is good.
Kyle Mooney?
He's funny. They don't use him that much, though.
I know, but he's great. His buddy with the...
Beck Bennett, the little guy?
Beck Bennett. I think he's great. Very funny. I think Adie Bryant is very good. She's great. Kate McKinnon, great.
Oh, Kate McKinnon's hilarious. She's one of those ones where she's gotten too big. I imagine she's going to leave soon because she's got a big movie career going.
But, I mean, I think they've been on a really good run. Like, even previous people like Taron Killam, they've had a good run with people.
I think
the cast is solid.
Hey, yeah, I don't disagree. I don't watch every week, but you know, I record it, and sometimes I'll throw it on Sunday
morning. I'm on the billboard. First off, when did SNL become like 20 deep? Second off, when is the star power of SNL Lester Jones? My gosh, dude's a weird looking odd.
Okay.
Now
I've had enough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Leslie Jones fan, but I don't hate her.
She messes up reading this cue cards kind of a lot, which I think is funny, but that's the really frowned upon for some reason. Like, you're not supposed to mess up, but I always think it's funny when the people break.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Yeah, not my favorite member of the cast, but I think she's fine.
Okay, I'm going to let him go a little bit longer because I feel like he's
going to get to something. If he says Lester again, you got to cut it.
Yeah, okay.
It is. But, I mean, what the hell happened to SNL? Where's all the comedy talent going these days? Because they sure as hell ain't going to SNL, I tell you. And another thing about that billboard was it said for your consideration. So around town, I've seen a lot of these billboards or, you know, they have kind of like almost like glorified posters.
Yeah, okay. I already explained that. It's for award shows.
Now, this triggers something I meant to when I was talking about shows I liked. I think it's called I Think You Should Leave by Tim Robinson on Netflix. Awesome. He was a guy that didn't pan out on SNL.
Oh, really?
He was there for like a season. Yeah. And he does this weird sketch comedy, and he gets people from SNL and just random people. And maybe there's 5 episodes. It's another like short Netflix sketch comedy show, like half hour, 5 episodes, something like that. It's really good. I think it's called I Think You Should Leave. And I give it a high recommendation, like real weird and funny. Really good.
I'm kind of into that. I'll check it out. Okay. Thanks for that, Manuel. Manuel, just tighten it up a little bit. Get it all out in like 45 seconds. All right. You know how to do that. Ed, what is happening? What is going on? I'm going to have to reach out to our guy, Brad, because while I love this song, it's not really sports specific.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand, that makes you think I'm not a man. It's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. Are my own Troy on DVD.
That is a good song. We just need to put it in a different spot, probably.
Right. Ed, I've heard a lot about this. I just noticed the other day that Vandy was playing in the College World Series, and they have some fire uniforms. They have black with gold pinstripes. Look sharp.
Right, it's on right now. I think they're about to win. They got this stud pitcher, Rocker, which is decidedly not related to the piece of shit John Rocker.
Vandy churns him out. Dodger starting pitcher, Dodger ace, Walker Buehler. Vandy guy. Vandy will put some guys in the big leagues. So what's going on? We got to be rooting for them, right?
Well, I mean, and they're going against Michigan, who...
Oh, that's an easy route against.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going for Michigan here. There is the most famous Vandy baseball fan is known for his loud whistling. Like, he really makes it a problem. And he's gotten numerous complaints, and he's citing legal that nobody could possibly forbid him from whistling. So he's, despite these complaints, he is refusing to stop whistling during the games. And he's doing these, like, synchronized chants, and he's made it about himself. He is a probably 70-year-old white-haired dude with slick back.
I hate this fucking asshole.
Yeah, the worst. And he definitely thinks he's part of the team.
Yeah, there's probably no law that could prevent me from ejaculating on your lawn every morning. But it's just not a nice thing to do, so I won't do it. It's right. So my parents. Couple of my parents this weekend went to a concert. They'd really been looking forward to going and seeing Sir Paul McCartney at Petco Park in San Diego. And they,
will he play Beatles, or does he just stick to his solo career?
I think it's pretty much only Beatles. They showed me some videos, and it looked like a pretty just incredible setup stage show. And, you know, they got money. So they had tickets like in the second row on the floor.
Nice.
And so that they were like, the stage was like elevated. So they're like looking up at Sir Paul.
A little bit news.
When who comes walking in to sit in the front row?
The Vanderbilt Whistler.
But Bill fucking Walton.
Whoa. Panama Red himself.
This guy's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He sits down in front of them, and they're like, it was fine because you're looking up. So it's like having a tall guy directly in front of you isn't that big of a deal, because everyone's kind of looking up at an angle at Sir Paul, and everything starts off good. But as soon as the music plays,
stands up.
This fucking Bill Walton stands up in front of everybody.
Can't you just have your dead Bill Walton? Just stick to the dead, buddy.
Yes. He's been to over 800 dead shows, apparently. He stands up and he starts flailing his arms about. I've seen videos of it.
No.
To the point where it was impossible for the people behind him to enjoy the concert.
Not okay.
And it's not everyone standing up and Bill Walton happens to be taller than everybody. Everybody, because they're sitting in these bougie, expensive seats, is sitting in the front of the fucking concert looking directly at the stage, and Bill Walton is standing up alone in front of everyone dancing for the entire concert. Also, dude has a bad back. And because he's so well known and so beloved in San Diego, all the security people are like, hey, Bill, no one would tell him to sit down. They complained. People were fucking losing their mind, leaving the section. And Bill Walton was just fucking standing there being a fucking asshole in front of everybody, blocking their view of the stage. This is much like the Vandy Whistler. Similar situation. You know you're fucking bugging the shit out of everybody, but you continue to do it because you're a fucking asshole. Right. Fuck Vandy.
There was a quote in the article that says something like, there's no legal precedent. Okay, but like, aren't we all human beings on Earth?
Yeah, just shut the fuck up. Nobody wants to
hear... Nobody. Anytime you hear a whistler, you think you're either going to be murdered or you're around an asshole.
Here's a sentence no one has ever said in the history of the world. I'd really like to hear that guy whistle again.
Fuck this guy.
Man, that was fantastic whistling. Could you do that more, please? Could you continue to do that whistling? Because I'm really enjoying it over here. Please, whistle.
Yeah, it's all the, you know, the loud two fingers in the mouth, like, rip, 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 like, you know, yeah. Like the chirping. I
hate it.
And you know he thinks he's the reason they're in the College World Series right now.
I hate it. Despise it.
I hope he gets a bad foul ball.
Fuck him.
Knocks out his teeth.
And fuck Vandy, despite their gorgeous black and gold uniforms.
Yep. They just hit a home run. They're going to win game two.
Is this so we're down to the final two teams?
Michigan's up 1-0, and Vandy's up 4-0 in the seventh with the stud pitcher on.
Michigan also has pretty cool uniforms. The problem with Michigan is Michigan people.
Yes.
But that said, like Iggy Pop went to Michigan. Like there are some things to like about Michigan.
Yeah. They're the enemy of Ohio State.
Right. Ohio State, fucking assholes.
But I mean, you're going to be hard pressed to find a cool Michigan fan.
No. Ohio State.
They're real obnoxious. They're really terrible. I've sat in front of them at conference tournaments. Worse. Like they're across the board terrible.
Maize and blue.
One of Michelle's friends went to Michigan, and she's pretty terrible really about it.
Yeah. And this, they're Ohio State's rival, but Ohio State's beaten them like 19 years in a row or something. So, yeah,
well, like now we might lose Mark the Nomad as a listener. So let's not bring that part up.
Oh yeah. I mean, so like do your job. Like if you're supposed to be like Ohio State's rival, how about you rival them at some point?
Well, let's just focus on beating the Whistler. I want Michigan
first
to beat
him.
The Whistler.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Cam Newton. This video was going around this weekend. Cam Newton offered a man $1,500 to switch plane seats for more leg room. I guess he had an exit row seat, and the man just turned him down.
No. So yeah,
no $1,500 pass.
So. Apples to apples, so if I'm in coach and I got an exit row, I mean, it is an 11-hour flight. He was flying to France from Dallas, I think.
Right.
And I get offered $1,500. That's a lot of money. I'm probably going to do it.
I'm taking it. I'm not 6'4". I love the boss move of saying no. No.
Well, here's the thing. Because I read another thing, and apparently, and I don't, you know, details are sketchy at this point. It's my understanding that Cam Newton had missed his first flight. So he got the last seat or whatever. He's in coach. He was trying to bargain with a guy in business for his seat.
To France? That's worth more than 1,500 bones.
Yeah. The seat is worth much. He paid
$5,000.
He paid full boat. He paid much more than 1,500 bucks more than you did for that seat, and you're starting way too low, Cam. You don't know how much things cost. $5,000 is the starting point if you're trying to buy a business class seat in exchange for a coach seat on a flight to France. So I need more details. If it's essentially apples for apples, coach for coach, a better seat in coach, but you're both still in coach, I take the $1,500. But business class, we need to get up around the five digits to make that happen.
The Mets just named 82-year-old Phil Regan as their pitching coach.
He used to be the manager of – he's been the manager
of
the
Orioles. Yeah. I think he might have been the Orioles manager when Cal Ripken finally opted to sit out.
Hung him up.
But, like, that was – he was, like, an old guy, and this was in the 90s. Like,
yeah, 25 years ago. Not sure. I don't know why you would need to do that. I mean, I'm sure he knows.
What happens
about
with a pitching change, or just like, you know, like a mound visit?
Yeah, he's got a
Have
walker.
Have you seen an 82-year-old move? Yeah. Even if he doesn't need a walker, it's going to take him a long time to get up those steps.
And just think of all, like, the traveling. Like, you got to fly with this guy.
Oh, man. It's exhausting just thinking about
on,
all
yeah,
the
you're
travel.
On the bus. He's going to need certain things a lot. Like, his room's got to be a certain room, probably. You know how you get when you get old? He's can only eat certain foods at this point. He probably needs some type of an assistant or caddy to help him around.
And think of how many.
This is a bad call.
Think of how many pitchers are out there, ex pitchers, that know a little thing about pitching.
Oh yeah,
that like
a lot.
And like an 82-year-old, he's the only guy.
Yeah, the Dodgers, best team in baseball, they hired some guy who was like a local, like private coach. To be their
like one
coach.
Of those guys just fleecing rich people?
Yeah, he would work with major league guys, but like privately, and supposedly he's the guy that turned JD Martinez into an MVP. And the Dodgers are like, this guy's fucking good. Let's bring him in. He's the fucking Dodgers hitting coach now. This is why the Dodgers are fucking hitting so many home runs. There's the oldest thing. Is typically not the best thing. There's
That's
a
true.
New way. There's new,
right.
better, What's, more innovative things.
Phil Regan came of age when it was expected of a starting pitcher to throw 150 pitches.
That's right. That's
this
right.
This can't be a good idea.
No. Bad play. But again, it's the Mets, and they always make the wrong decision, so it's kind of funny.
Well, let's check in on the Mets clubhouse. After a recent game this weekend, Mets pitcher Jason Vargas shouted to reporter, "I'll knock you the fuck out, bro." And then the manager kicked the guy out and called him a motherfucker.
Well, I like that they're normally a middling major leaguer like Jason Vargas, a guy who's just kind of like hung around for a long time.
Now,
he
I will get, say this about Jason Vargas. I feel like he's on the roster.
Yeah,
just so Jesse Roscoe isn't the ugliest Met in team history.
Jason Vargas is not a guy I'm typically going to take up for, or people like Jason Vargas. But Jason Vargas, he's a Long Beach State dirtbag. And so he can
But you've seen him, right?
Yeah, he could do. He's all right. Like, he looks fine.
He's a poor man's Orozco in the looks department.
He can do no wrong, in my opinion. I support Jason Vargas, and these fucking reporters shouldn't be bugging him. This guy's out there doing the best he can do. Like, leave him alone. The guy's out there trying to
but
earn
a
living.
I do think, in general, I mean, especially on the college level, which drives me nuts, I don't see a huge value in – not the coach. The coach should always have to speak. But interviewing players in a losing locker room, I'm not sure it's really anything but antagonistic.
I know. It's so stupid.
Like, what are you getting out of a player that just lost for whatever reason? Why did you choke? Why did you give up 5 consecutive hits or whatever? The manager, fine. They're getting paid. They're an older guy that's been around. You don't find a 22-year-old manager. So they have perspective on everything. Fine. Ask them about strategy. But a player who just fucked up, like, it's just kind of antagonistic to ask them.
Yeah, it's a lot of what happened out there. You know, you see this Bill Belichick get real pissed off at these guys, and you got to be honest. Like, he's getting asked a lot of stupid questions. You would get annoyed, too, if every single night you had to go out and answer the same stupid fucking questions because you're on the Mets and you always lose.
Yeah. Well, let's take it to the NFL. Le'Veon Bell recently reported that 2 naked women robbed him of $1 million worth of clothes and jewelry. So apparently he left them in bed, just 2 naked chicks, went to the gym to work out.
Yeah.
Came back and they had taken all his jewelry and clothes.
Who was the guy? He was on the Knicks. Derek. He went to Arizona, that think tank in Tucson. And he was like the number 4 pick, and he kind of didn't pan out. And his name is Derek something. Anyway, he was on the Knicks a couple years ago, and he had a couple of hoochies up to his room from the club, or I think it was actually in his apartment, and they jacked him for like $500,000 in Louis Vuitton luggage and gold chains.
I'm blank with the Derek. I know Lance Thomas from Duke got robbed for gold chains.
He was like the number three or four pick.
You're not talking about from K-State. Michael Beasley.
Nope. Derek. And I know lots of people listening know what I'm talking about. And
I'm a Knicks guy. I'm trying to think.
Derek is from Tucson. He went to Arizona. He's from here. He's from Southern California. Anyway, he was on the Knicks and he got jacked. You figure you can't leave these hoochies alone with your Rolexes and shit. You just can't. Like this.
Oh, Derek Williams.
Derek Williams.
Yeah. These women. You know, I remember.
It might have been the same chicks.
Yeah, I remember the old Artie Lang move when he had. By the way, if any recent footage of him is really disturbing.
Well, the thing is, he looks better now, but he
without
also
a nose.
The nose is smashed, but now that he's been in rehab, I mean, he did just get busted with coke in rehab again, but he's gotten like a tan and a haircut. He looks
a
little
bit
better.
Haircut? Because I keep seeing that really terrible hockey hair.
No, his most recent arrest, he looked better despite the smashed nose. And apparently there's been a few plastic surgeons that have stepped up that are like nose specialists that are like, Artie, we can get you sorted out.
So back when he was on Stern, his move, he said, when he would be in Vegas with a hooker, he said he would make them keep applauding while he went to the bathroom because he knew if they stopped clapping, he had to run out there because their hands were up to something. If they're clapping, they really can't do anything.
It's true. You know, you got to have some – if you're going to keep that company or just put everything in the safe or get – here's what you do. You get a second room just for the stabbing because you don't want them like they could be leaving remnants around.
If it's two there, chances are this isn't a potential long-term relationship
person. Of course. Yeah. That's what you get another room on a different floor and you call down and go, look, no, we're not going to – because this is how Mike Price got busted. You call down and you say, look, there's no –
it's rolling, baby. Yeah. Mike Price, that was amazing.
Yeah, there's no incidentals on this room. There's no charges. You can't buy any movies. You can't fucking order any robes or any fucking room service to this room. Do you understand? Because this Mike Price, he was at like a coaches conference in Florida or something, and He was tagging a hooker, and then
he hadn't even signed the contract yet.
I know. And then the next morning, he had to get out to the golf tournament, and he's like, "All right, sweetheart, I'll see you later. Let yourself out." And then she ordered room service for like her entire family, like the whole. She got the whole menu delivered, so she could bring home food. And that was the undoing of Mike Price. So if you're gonna engage in this kind of behavior, you got to be smart about it. That's all there is to it.
By the way, Vandy update. They just showed the guy Rocker's dad from Vanderbilt, Tracy Rocker, the old stud D lineman from Auburn. I think he might have been a Detroit Lion. He was an awesome college player. So he's coming from good stock. His dad was a D lineman.
Oh yeah.
But he had like a 20 strikeout no hitter earlier in the tournament.
I remember that.
Like he's the guy.
Good for him.
Now, this one, you might just make sure you're sitting down.
Okay.
Boston media incredulously report that Kyrie Irving didn't like living in Boston. You know. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't. And it's surprising to me that Boston media would be surprised by this.
No, normally, like a very hospitable, historically. Very hospitable place for black people. Ask Jim Rice.
Yeah, and you, I mean, you know how Boston people are. They're like, oh, well, if you don't like us, that's understanding, understandable. Like, we're not for everyone. They're not like really like teeming with pride. Like, Jackie McMullen and those people, they're not like way into Boston.
That's the cool thing about Boston is people from that part of the country don't seem to have an overinflated sense of regional pride.
Yeah, they're like, hey, take it or leave it. We're just doing our best over here.
It's weird because the city of Boston has – the population is only like 600,000 or something. Like it's not
– it's not a massive city. I mean they're, no. The suburbs, it makes up a pretty big like TV demographic, like
right.
Size of population in the area. But the city itself is not huge.
But I don't live anywhere near Boston, and yet every day I feel like I'm constantly being confronted – with people who are either from Boston or have some great love of Boston and the Boston area.
Right. Well, anyway, you know, and now you see the character assassination. I'm not saying Kyrie's a good dude, but you notice how he became the worst guy in the world ever since he decided he wanted to leave Boston?
Yeah, yeah.
Like true. Once he just didn't feel like being a Celtic anymore – suddenly he's the cancer that has ruined this franchise, this proud franchise. He's everything.
I noticed that Al Horford isn't getting that same treatment.
Right.
Despite the fact that he is also leaving quickly.
Yeah. Well, they think Kyrie poisoned everybody.
Right. Could be.
They're just blaming him.
You know who definitely didn't poison the team? Gordon Hayward.
No.
Just a good he's American a
lunch
kid.
Pail. He's a gym rat. Yep, he's a coach's son.
Can't he's the first to show up, last one to leave.
Leads the team in floor burns.
Can't get him out of the gym. Falls asleep with his playbook.
You know, it's Pride Month, and there were some shitheads on Instagram that were trying to troll Dwayne Wade for supporting his 12-year-old son at the Miami Pride Parade. He like reposted something and just showed support of his son that was there.
Just everybody, everyone's looking for a reason to be an asshole.
You know, one of his responses was like, just get to know your kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that was great. Like, just if you understand like that, you got to get to know your kids. I'm sure a good percentage of the people that were trolling him have gay kids or gay siblings or gay themselves.
For sure. Yeah. Turns out there's lots and lots of gay people. And also turns out that they're just people. Pretty soon we won't have to call them gay people. We'll just call them people and then we'll be fine. We won't have to worry about any of this bullshit. We can move on and fucking start exploring space in the ocean.
But let's applaud Dwayne Wade for doing the right thing as a dad. Not doing something that is unexpected, that should be unexpected, but. Yeah, he did the right thing. He did the right dad move.
I remember seeing a piece on Dwayne Wade years ago where it was like around – it might have been for a Christmas Day game, and he was talking about how he doesn't really buy his kids Christmas gifts because he's like they get everything they need. We're rich. He's like, so I try to like take them out and have them do good works around the holidays and just kind of, you know, be aware of the people that don't have it as good as them. And I was like, wow. That is a fucking pretty progressive way to think about the world. And I was like, this guy's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I attribute LeBron. Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, like, LeBron joined Wade, who already had his championships.
Yeah.
Like, Wade's the man down there. He always was the champion down there.
Yeah, he's the alpha for sure. Very concerned about that here in L.A. I think I'm the only one.
It's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what's going on in the world?
Nonsense. Woman inspired by wedding crashers tried to poison her fiance with eye drops.
Does that work? Is that like Visine? Like they put,
yeah,
say it, like
Bradley Cooper in that movie got diarrhea or vomited.
Oh yes,
he had eye drops.
And is that real? Because that wouldn't poison you. It'd just make you shit, right?
Yeah, I think she was doing it so she could take the kids while he was sick.
Oh, right.
So I think it was that kind of move. So, yeah, you can't kill somebody with Visine.
I don't think so.
I think this was like a, you know, parents acting in bad faith, and maybe this is going to hurt her parenting situation.
Yeah.
This is just one that I was reading about. Young black bear was put down after humans gave it food and took selfies with it. What happens is once you kind of break that and start giving them human food, they're going to become monsters who are going after your shit.
Yeah, they go. This happens in Alaska where they're if a grizzly comes to town and eats some trash or starts getting into houses, getting into people's trash cans, they'll like relocate it once. But if the same bear comes back, they're like, oh no, next time it's going to be somebody's kid. So we have to kill this thing or else it'll keep coming back and it'll keep getting more bold. And you just can't have that. Here's the thing about a grizzly bear. It's a fucking live monster on this planet. Like it's something so terrifying that you can't even comprehend it, because it's also like an amazing thing. Like you're like, wow, this, I can't believe I live on the same planet.
Right. But just have to figure out a way to exist in the planet without interfering with it.
Given the chance, it will rip your fucking guts out and eat them. So what do you want to do? How about you just try to keep them away from you? Good idea.
Right. So just because the baby, the 60-pound baby looks pretty cute, don't feed it.
Don't feed the bears.
Because then they had to kill the fucking baby. Yeah.
Don't feed the bears. Don't feed the fucking bears. Pretty easy.
This is pretty terrifying. I believe this was Air Canada, and it was in Toronto. Woman fell asleep mid-flight and woke up trapped in a dark plane alone on the tarmac.
That's fucking terrifying.
Can you imagine just waking up? I mean, she must have been Ambien the fuck out.
Do you think she was like in like the exit row or something and like slumped down? Like, I mean, the flight attendants come and look at all the seats, and then usually somebody's coming on to clean. Right? Yeah, to clean
the
plane.
That makes me think they were done for the night or something.
Yeah, and because usually the plane never stops unless it's like an airport where you can't, there's a curfew or something.
I'm guessing this was the last flight of the day, and maybe the cleaning crew was supposed to come in the morning. So they're just like, all right, call it a night. But, I mean, that is all kinds of terrifying, to wake up in like a pitch black plane, tarmac, empty.
It's my ultimate fear.
This is like Twilight Zone shit.
It's my number one fear.
Burger King's Instagram was tagged with a bunch of dick pics.
Well, it sounds like there's some heroes out there.
Yeah, because apparently some artist felt Burger King ripped his artwork off improperly.
They probably did.
He dicked their Instagram the fuck up.
I will say it has been probably, and I think I can remember the last time it was a road trip. That's the only time you encounter Burger King.
Doesn't exist in like someone's day to day life.
Yeah, I had to have Burger King. It was probably like 15 years ago, driving a long distance, and it was the only food. And it was so fucking disgusting. I think there's a microwave component. I think they like, rather than keep the food warm under the
things, they don't even pretend with the grills and stuff.
So you get the burger and like the tomatoes are all hot.
Oh, you don't want hot tomato or hot lettuce.
Yes. Disgusting. Fuck Burger King. There cannot be enough misfortune to befall Burger King. Their food is fucking disgusting and they should go away. Fuck them right in the ass.
There's an Alabama man who fed meth to his caged, quote, attack squirrel. He was raising an attack squirrel by feeding it meth.
Is this – should we find out if this guy was the Zodiac Killer?
I was thinking this might actually be on the Alabama state flag.
Could be. Maybe it's the Alabama state animal, the meth squirrel.
I like that he was clearly he had gotten this thing in a cage, and then he was clearly going to open the cage and say, go get him, like the squirrel knew what was going on.
Yeah, well, it's really, it would just be trying to escape him. I got some squirrels out behind my house, and I looked out my window, and I tried to make a video because I really wanted to share it on my Insta story.
No.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
The neighbors next door had a bird feeder out, and it was like hanging on this like stand thing. And I looked outside, and it was all full of like grains or whatever, seeds. And I was looking, I'd just taken a shower. I was looking out my bathroom window, and I was like, what do they have hanging next to the bird feeder? That is so weird. And then I looked closer, and a squirrel had suspended itself by its back legs and tail and was hanging upside down and was just going to town on the contents of that bird feeder. And I was trying to get a picture of it, but the window screen, I couldn't focus through the window screen, so I couldn't get a picture. Yeah, anyway, yeah. These fucking squirrels are pretty resourceful. And you look around, they're
pretty
real,
gross.
They're disgusting, and they're real fucking fat these days.
Yeah, that's true. All the squirrels by me are fat, and they run around my little back patio all the time. I see them everywhere. They're
rats with a furry tail, and so they're just like, because a rat will hide from your ass. A rat knows you're trying to kill it because they know
it's just the tail,
right? And it's not really any different. Although the little hand things, I think they have more articulated limbs.
They're pretty just fucking gross, but no, they've got the bushy tail, so you think like, well, look at them prancing, but they're just rats.
No, fuck squirrels. Fuck them. Completely fuck them. Fuck squirrels and Burger King.
40% of young adults don't wear deodorant.
Okay.
I'm not okay with this.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
You don't wear deodorant.
Up until recently, I very rarely would wear deodorant. Maybe I might remember to do it like every couple weeks. It depends.
Every couple weeks?
Yeah, I like to do a natural.
One of my buddies say it doesn't work for him, so he doesn't wear it.
Yeah. And a lot of people say that it makes your body odor much worse. Luckily for me, Ed, I naturally just smell fantastic. I don't have like any odors coming off me. Nobody can get anything from a distance. I have nice breath. I have nice armpit smell. I have nice everything. And
you don't have nice armpit smell. Bullshit. Well,
unless you get real close. If you get real close, it could smell kind of like body odor. But you can't get it from a distance.
Yeah, I don't think I stink from a distance.
Yeah.
But my armpits, on a day like today, humid in the 80s, I need that deodorant.
And I don't get real sweaty, but recently
I get pretty sweaty.
Recently, Fancy Sauce has bought me a new, because I like all the natural ones that are like coconut oils and like just no chemicals or anything. She's bought me a new one that goes on real smooth and feels kind of good. So lately I've been putting it on every day because I just kind of like the way it feels. So now I'm back in the deodorant game, but I'm not fucking sold on Big Antiperspirant over here. I'm not, you know, like the fucking cavemen didn't have this shit and they were fine.
So you're too deodorant that I am too floss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not sold on it.
But shit gets stuck in your teeth. Like you should be flossing.
Oh no, my toothbrush does the trick and mouthwash. I'm a rinser. So I get it out.
Okay, hey. Do as you must.
Break dancing moves closer to Olympic sport.
No, and pole dancing, I heard. Fuck the Olympics. Fuck the Olympics.
No, I'm wholeheartedly on board. I want 7,000 events. I love it all.
Skateboarding. Imagine being the fucking punk skateboarder that does it in the Olympics. That's not fucking skateboarding. Skateboarding is what you do on the street with a fucking joint and a 40.
It's still fun.
No, stop it.
Well, this you're of the same mind of the owner of this stoner sandwich chain, Chiba Hut. It originated in Tucson, but apparently it's a whole chain. I've never heard of it.
Me either.
He called the Quiznos and Carl's Jr. bandwagon douchebags. He doesn't like that they are starting to get into cannabis related.
Oh, are they?
I guess there's
they're
some sort
weed
of
weed in their food.
Yeah, there's some sort of oil type.
Oh, like CBD. You
know? Yeah, like there's something going on, and he doesn't like it. And he had a whole interview where he doesn't like weed being legalized because it makes it mainstream, which makes me think he's just like a High Times magazine guy.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck you, buddy. Yeah, like, just it's better that it's legalized, and
yeah,
and because he has his sandwiches named things Chiba. Like
yeah.
Chiba Stank. He has like these weird names, and he feels like he's the only true weed guy.
I feel like he does a lot of stuff with like pitas and sprouts.
Yeah,
and like
probably
and
pretty like, lousy sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're the best. And also like I'm pro weed, obviously, but calm down on the weed in your food. Okay, like if you don't, if you need
I'm not,
edible weed,
I'm by no means defending Carl's Jr.
No, fuck
or Quiznos,
Carl's Jr. Yep,
but
fuck Quiznos.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever had the misfortune of a Quiznos sandwich? I have, Ed, and I'll tell you what.
I've had Quiznos. Carl's Jr. is not even here.
No, but that you have Hardee's.
Yeah, but Hardee's. Yeah. I haven't seen a Hardee's in 30 years.
Right, but they're related. The Quiznos, they fucking toast the sandwich, and you want. The roof of your mouth to be fucking like assaulted with 8-grit sandpaper, then go to Quiznos. You get a big ass sub that hurts your mouth.
I had it about 15 years ago,
yeah,
and I was
fuck
not
Quiznos.
A fan.
Fuck Quiznos. Fuck them hard. Fuck Quiznos. Ed,
yeah,
joining us now. I don't like to prejudge, but feel like she is annoyed. She came in a house of fire. Haven't decided if I'm gonna edit out the abrupt stoppage we had to do in the show earlier due to the loud racket that was made in the background. But she is loved. She is popular here. Of course, I'm talking about our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How are you, Fancy?
Hey, Kate.
Hi, guys. Hey. Are you talking about when you had me locked out of my house when I came home?
I like to keep
from a long day at work.
Sounded like a break-in was happening.
With groceries.
So, listen.
And Brian had inexplicably locked the door.
Listen to me.
From the kitchen to the garage.
It's my understanding that yesterday in the daytime, there was a disturbance at the door.
I mean, yeah.
Ed, we live in a gated community. We live behind gates.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
But that doesn't stop the riffraff. It's not big time, by the way. That doesn't stop the riffraff from making it in. Apparently yesterday, in a possible food delivery gone wrong situation, there was a pounding at the door in the morning.
Like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Of a white dude with a dog and a bag that may have contained food and a lot of ringing of the doorbell, knocking on the door. And then here's this one. Trying of the door handle. Attempting to make entrance.
What?
Yeah. So I'm just trying to keep things safe.
I was home by myself trying to get ready for work while this was happening. And I was looking out the window thinking to myself, not trying to get raped, not opening the door. Don't care what's happening.
Yeah. It's crazy that there was
not
a time
opening
where
the
people
door.
Would just knock on your door.
It's crazy. No, everyone
like people
knows.
Just pop in.
It was 8 o'clock in the morning, and he was very persistent.
Yes.
This went on for minutes.
Do we think it was a food delivery gone wrong, Kate? Is that the?
Well,
is that
he had a dog with him.
That's kind of weird.
And he had a woman.
A woman also.
That's not a food delivery.
It was
he had a bag of something, did he not?
And then he looked very annoyed when I watched him from upstairs walking down the street.
How did he
getting
know you
back
were
in
home?
His car. He might have been able to see through the slats and the blinds by the door because this light was on.
It wasn't our landlord, was it?
No.
You you would recognize him.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, that's what's going on. That's why I'm keeping things safe around here, keeping things locked up. Got a gun. FYI, I am armed. I have many weapons, as is my Second Amendment right.
We've stockpiled all
and
the
if
guns.
You come in, you're getting AR-15'd.
We're basically a militia group here.
That's right. A couple of emails.
You're like the Bundy family, Clive and Bundy.
Yes.
We've taught the kids how to
we're ranchers.
Hold a gun.
Yes.
They don't know how to shoot, but they could if pressed.
No, they know. Taking them to the range. Dear Ballers, the new generation of teenagers is one click away from seeing amazing bodies and pristine genitals.
What?
Do you think they will suffer long-term effects from this overstimulation? Of course.
Yes.
I worry that they will not be able to get roped up when they get with a real-life chick with flaws. Thank you. Paolo from Phoenix. New favorite emailer, Paolo.
100%.
Yep,
you should be
true.
Worried.
Yeah, it's true.
The weird thing is, I know this is, it's not quite there with my oldest, but I know like the days of him checking this shit out, it's they're coming.
Yeah, it's imminent.
But I can't, as his dad, I can't be like, hey, you know, like when you see the woman spit onto her vagina, like you can't say this. Yeah. You just have to hope they take this information and not run with it. Like, it's terrible.
Well, you have to kind of
porn is not real life at all.
No, you have to kind of be like, you have to mitigate where you're like, this isn't real. These people are acting. This sex isn't like this. This woman is not enjoying what's happening to her right now.
That's a whole nother layer, disturbing layer to porn, is what you just said.
Unless you get onto some of your dad's amateur stuff, which I can send you the links to.
Oh my gosh.
Or type in the search term real orgasm and find some a little more pleasurable material.
I saw a terrible one this week. Just
oh, because there were balls in it. See, Ed, that's your problem.
This was it. It gave me a suggestion.
Oh, more tranny stuff.
No.
You stumbled upon more transsexual porn by accident. Never happened to me.
Suggested. I think it suggested Arab or something.
Yes.
I'm not opposed to a little variety.
Muslim cosplay. I understand.
Yeah, but it turned out to be a video of like 17 minutes of the you know, the traditional dancing.
Oh my God.
And then somebody like fucking in the corner. It was real weird.
Oh my
and I kept
God,
fast
man.
Forwarding. And I think now my suggestions are going to be terrible now.
Yeah. Well, you're also on some kind of a watch list as well.
You got to clear those cookies, dude. Clear those cookies.
I don't even know what cookies are. They ask me some websites ask me about it and they just say, okay, I'll accept your fucking cookies. I don't even know what it is.
Well, go into your history, clear your history, clear your cookies.
Clear your cookies.
And also go, you maybe get a, open a incognito window.
Yeah.
Next time.
Go incognito.
Where it doesn't save that shit.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm concerned.
I'm managing cookies as we
speak. Yeah. Maybe purchase a VPN.
I'm concerned that our kids are growing up in a world without Bush.
Yeah.
They're never going to see a beautiful, luscious, gorgeous.
Well, they will come across it, but probably not IRL.
Pussy. But also the kind where they keep the sides cleaned up. I don't want it all hairy on the sides. I want the
talking about buckwheat and a leg lock. You're just saying something.
I want the actual interface. Yeah. Waxed clean, but just it can have a little hair up above. That's
okay.
Kind of cute,
right?
So I'll definitely be telling my kids about that.
That'll be a fun conversation with your daughter.
Okay, another email. Brian, Ed, and Kate. The pod is at a great point in quality, and the subreddit is inching towards 50 subscribers. That kind of bums me out. We have many more listeners than 50. So
that's right.
It'd be nice if we had a few more subscribers on our subreddit.
But here's what I'll say about that subreddit. I was complimentary of it. And then I checked it out just this afternoon.
Yeah.
And apparently because, remember he gave a kind of a not so great Reddit page to check out?
Yeah.
He like shit on our episode last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's not so funny after all. Like, because we didn't like what he suggested.
What was the one? Like, what? It wasn't beers and dicks. We kind of liked that one.
It was casual dick holding. Just like random dicks. Like, it wasn't something that was eye-opening. It was just kind of weird. But coincidentally, he's like, well, they just weren't funny this week.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Well, I don't.
Sorry,
I didn't
like your fetish, buddy.
I kind of get that though, because like if I have kind of stopped going to that page, I love that page, but if it is like not a glowing review of us, then I internalize it. And I think that's sort of natural. So, if we didn't like his Reddit page, he could be internalizing it.
I do what most celebrities do, and I don't pay attention. I don't read anything about it.
Like most other celebrities like yourself, I understand. Who knew it was possible? Unfortunately, I need to remove myself from antisocial media.
He really doesn't like us.
Right now.
He's quitting the medium.
Right now, the most important thing to do is to do some work on me, or I'm going to flush all my relationships down the tubes. No addiction issues, no abuse problems. We're all physically safe. Just a bunch of attitude and relational issues that need to get fixed, and Reddit hinders that repair process. Thank you for being a bright hour or so in some pretty dark weeks lately. What you guys do matters. I'll still listen to the pod and email some scoop it ups from time to time. Best of luck. Keep it baller. That is Vic from the TBLS _ podcast subreddit. Reddit hashtag free T-Raj. Well, good for you, Vic, taking care of yourself. I appreciate that. I love the subreddit, TBLM, TBLS _
best
podcast.
Of luck, Vic.
One of you
Hope
other
you come back.
One
too.
Of you other guys on that page should maintain it. Keep posting those episode, posts about every episode. I don't know what to
They're
call it.
They're called recaps.
Yeah, episode recaps. And keep the conversation going. And everybody join that Reddit. Vic did a lot to get that started. And, it's hard to like come back every week and be like responsible for stuff like that. So some of you guys should take it on. Post there. It's good. I like it. Another email. My dearest Brian, I regret to inform you, Vic did nothing wrong, has just done something very wrong. He quit Reddit to, quote, work on himself. Convince him to come back. Nothing less than the 5-ladle rating system is at stake. Yeah, they rate every show.
I'm in favor of anyone working on themselves.
Totally. I agree. And sometimes people
Good luck, Vic. Sorry we didn't live up to your standards last week.
Some people can get caught up in things that aren't important, so I totally support him in that way. But it is kind of nice to see our shows getting 5-ladle reviews on TBLS _ podcast. Yeah. Kate, what is happening?
Well, thanks for asking. Finally, it's Tekashi 69 Juggalos.
Our this of course is the great rights of Bill. Very sassy.
What is he saying after the beeps? What is he saying? I've never. It sounds like he's saying something about Korean.
That is just what I was just about to say, crazily enough. So that's a Rights a Bill song. And this week, our other big song producer on the show, Brad in New York, reached out as a point of professional respect to say, hey, I really love that All I Need song. But I can't decipher the lyrics. It's so great. What is he saying? So he says, all I need is Tekashi 69, mm-hmm. Juggalos, and mm-hmm. the Biebs.
And then he says something like, are the Koreans all fine or something?
Is Korean Hulk fine?
Korean Hulk.
Remember, Korean Hulk was a big topic on the show.
Korean Hulk.
He was getting balls deep in Lindsay Lohan for a while. Korean Hulk.
He was awesome. Great pictures.
Yeah, I went and checked out. Is Korean Hulk fine? Because it seems. Yeah, that's basically it. Korean Hulk. And again, The Brad in New York was also interested to know what exactly the Korean Hulk portion of the song was. Kate, I'm interested to know what is going
on
out there in the world of pop culture. What is happening in fancy pop?
All right, let's get to it. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has a baby mama.
Can we cancel all the Bidens
so
at this point?
Hunter Biden.
So many Bidens.
So he recently became engaged. Oh, wait.
He was fucking his dead brother's wife.
Hold on. Yes, he was.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He was fucking the widow of his dead brother. Yeah. And then he
How long was the time period
before he moved in? I think
Not like 6 months?
Yeah, I think it was in that range. Yeah.
Then he recently married some South African girl following a 10-day romance right after he famously dated Hallie Biden.
His late brother, Beau. Sister-in-law.
But there's also a baby mama out there who is hitting him with a paternity suit.
Yeah, the Bidens fuck.
So he's a huge mess. Yeah. This girl wants some child support.
Yeah.
She wants a paternity test.
Yep.
And she wants some health insurance for the now 10-month-old baby.
Well, that's what you get when you have somebody's kid. But also, let's just cancel the Bidens. We don't wouldn't have to worry about this if we didn't have this Joe Biden running for president.
He's also got an ex-wife and three kids.
Yeah. But also, if they got together after 6 months, that means he was definitely fantasizing about her while his brother was dying.
Yeah. And she was like grasping to continue fucking her or being with her ex-husband or dead husband. So she took the next best thing, which is so fucking sad and creepy.
I'm going to say from her perspective, from him, it's a creepy move.
I would agree. I would agree. She was grief stricken.
You don't know what her mindset is, but his, come on, buddy.
He's a creeper.
Yeah. It's your brother.
Now that my brother Beau, is it Beau that died? Now that Beau's dead.
Unless.
Let me get in that.
Beau said, I want you to fuck my wife and I die. Then it's okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a dying wish.
That would be a hard one to announce to the parents and also your nephews/stepchildren. That would be a little weird.
Also your own kids.
Also, again, very weird.
Although if I die, I hope Michelle is having sex the next day. I don't really.
Right. But you don't have any brothers.
I don't have brothers.
Yeah.
But still, I don't want time to stop for me at all. I want everybody to move on.
If I'm ever widowed, I hope I'm back in the game just very quickly, like within a couple of weeks. Just for the grief, just to get over.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to fuck my way out of that grief.
Of course. It's the only way. It's the only way to.
I will come back and haunt you.
No,
you will?
Like you've never been haunted.
Maybe you should go visit the Biden family.
That's the easiest fix. You want me to spend eternity unserviced?
Not eternity.
How long?
2 years.
What?
Two years?
That's how long it will take you to properly grieve me.
I don't think I've ever gone 2 months.
I'm saying that's how long it's going to take you to get over me.
Oh, my God. So maybe I won't be able to get.
I've gone 2 months because I don't know how guys do it when you're in the late pregnancy stages. I'm sorry.
I'm kind of with you.
Beautiful. It's tough.
No, I'm kind of with you there, buddy. It's not my line,
but it's like driving a car you already wrecked.
Yeah, I got you. Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture? Non-Biden related.
This story perplexes me. This Jussie Smollett story. So remember we reported this when it happened.
Yeah.
I remember, was it earlier this year? So he claimed that he was attacked.
Yes.
That was a hate crime.
Kate, remind me, who announced shenanigans within 1 to 2 seconds of first hearing this story?
Was it me?
Oh, it was me.
You did.
Yeah, it was me. That was me that knew
but
all
a of. Lot of people on social media, yeah. including celebrities, were coming to Jussie's, you know.
Which is what he wanted.
And so he went to a police station, I believe, to report the crime.
No, I think they came to his
residence. Oh, to his residence, right. Yeah. And they interviewed him in his house. and he still had the noose around his neck that they had apparently placed around his neck while they
one of the jankiest little nooses you've ever seen.
Beat him up
in your life.
And yelled some stuff like, "This is MAGA country."
Yeah.
And then it kind of like came to light that he might have paid some dudes to stage this whole thing.
Yeah, Nigerians. Nigerian extras.
Now, I don't, this is different, but it reminds me, the fact that he's wearing the noose after the fact, you could have like taken it off and be like, yeah, and they had this around my neck. Like the fact that he was still wearing it when the cops showed up reminds me of a time I was working at a country club and the maitre d' continued to wear the macaroni tie his dumb kid made him for the entire afternoon. I was like, you don't, I mean, you could have left for work in that thing, but you didn't have to keep it on, buddy. Like, what are you doing?
Take it off.
What are you doing?
I know. I agree.
It's a little different, but kind of the same.
No, it's very similar, actually. Yeah.
So there was a video that surfaced of this police interview with Jesse at his house. And they said to him, "Do you want to take it off about the noose?" And he said, "Yeah, I do. I just wanted you all to see it."
Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah, of course he did.
So he was eventually charged with making a false police report. When investigators discovered, he allegedly paid two men to carry out the hoax attack. And then charges were later dropped by Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox. Kim Fox is also in charge of prosecuting R. Kelly. So we're not sure why the charges were dropped. That's never been explained. But then a judge in a ruling, Judge Tooman wrote that his case was rife with unprecedented irregularities that warrant the appointment of independent counsel. So there's going to be further investigation. But the weirdest thing about this story, correct me if I'm wrong, is that almost all of the cast of his TV show Empire wrote a letter like asking him, like asking the network to bring him back.
I think that was like at first.
No, I think it was later.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Well, that second, the first weirdest is that his name is Jesse.
That is
Jesse.
Weird. That is very
That's
weird.
True. Yes. I kind of glossed over that.
Yes, that's a tell.
So yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
They're going to investigate that some more, but I feel like that has not played out. It hasn't played itself out to the conclusion.
You know what has played out? The $180,000 per episode he was getting.
Yeah.
Because that's a good fucking paycheck for anybody. Oh, man, and
that
now
is
that's
so good.
Gone. It's gone.
Imagine fucking yourself out of that.
And he wasn't even the star. Like, I've never seen the show, but he's
dumb news.
I had never heard of him.
Probably didn't even work that hard. And he was getting $180,000 a week. Every week. $180,000.
It's a lot of money.
Fucking so much money.
My next story is about Baywatch babe Pam Anderson, who was pretty hot
back in Baywatch days.
CJ.
Absolutely was. But
we saw she made an appearance on the new Hills, The Hills from MTV.
Yeah.
Which I'm very, like, I'm all in on.
I'm not.
Her son, Brandon Lee, huge douche and maybe one of the main reasons I watched the show, is on the show. And last night, Pam made an appearance and she was looking a little rough.
Here's the thing, and this isn't an age shaming thing because Pam Anderson is not that old.
It's the whole look, the makeup. The raccoon eye makeup.
The eyebrows, the hair is bad. Yeah. It's a whole bad thing.
But the problem is with plastic surgery is you eventually you just go too far. And that's what happens to everybody.
The injections.
It's not even plastic surgery. I'm not even sure what's going
on. She's getting bad advice. The eyebrows are overplucked.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about her relationship with World Cup soccer star Rami something.
Malik.
Adil Rami. He's French. He plays for Marseille. So she's been dating this guy for a couple of years and like thought they were in love, found out that he's like been cheating on her.
Well, he's French.
And so she's been tweeting about what a monster he is. And she's also been linking in her tweets the National Domestic Violence Hotline.
She's
insinuating that things were less than rosy with this cheater.
She's crazy.
A French soccer player. Who was
33 and she was 51.
Yeah.
And she thought that they had a monogamous relationship.
She's only 51.
51 or 52. Yeah, 51.
Oh my God. She's looking the worst for
Here's
work.
The thing. If you're dating, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never dated a French, like, international, like, World Cup soccer player.
Right.
But I know enough to know.
Yeah. They're Randy.
That you're not the only one.
No, they're Randy.
So
They've got options.
They're Randy.
Sorry, Pam.
They're Randy as hell.
But, and also, if he was being violent with you, that's not okay.
For my money, Pamela really peaked during her honeymoon to
on the boat. On the boat, that was it.
Yeah, when they were cruising around Lake Mead.
Well, I wonder if her son Brandon Lee has seen that.
I don't
video.
Imagine he has. But
I feel like people have tried to show it to him.
She was really at the peak of her powers then. And it's all been downhill ever since, I imagine. Kate, what else is going
on? Well, she went and visited Julian Assange in that Ecuadorian embassy that he was, like, defiling.
Yeah, and his gross cat.
He's just, I can only imagine what it was like to have him living there for all those years.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, speaking of people that may or may not be above board when it comes to the way they conduct themselves in relationships, earlier this week, former Hercules actor turned conservative and religious movie strawman Kevin Sorbo. Remember him?
Yep.
Hercules!
He's like a poor man's
Fabio. Yeah, he's drawn some attention to himself online, criticizing the forces of feminism for refusing to speak out in support of soon-to-be-departing, at the time, Sarah Sanders. He made a tweet where he said, not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders. It seems women's rights only matter if those women are liberal. To which an actress who starred with Sorbo in something called Single in South Beach, which I'm sure is great,
it sounds like a great
replied, I don't think the person who repeatedly tried to pressure his 3 decades younger co-star into sleeping with him publicly shamed her on set when she refused to, and insisted the director add unnecessary sex scenes between us should be flapping his gums about feminism. So he has denied this, and
they all trying to fuck.
Yep. Also, if you're Kevin Sorbo, like, you should be able to tell the director to throw some extra sex scenes
in. That's kind of true.
I'm just kidding.
He's a star.
Of course you can't do that.
And that wasn't like, that wasn't a big deal. We all knew about that existing, but wasn't that like a UPN superhero show?
It was
a little off-brand kind of.
Yeah, I think it was like partners with Xena, the Warrior Princess.
Yes,
you know, like
one the Lucy Lawless. Yeah.
But it was not. This wasn't network. This wasn't a network gig. Yes, Kate.
I didn't sort of see when this went down on Twitter, but apparently John Cusack accidentally retweeted an anti-Semitic image
possible
on Monday.
Hair dye poisoning, clouding his judgment.
Well, yeah, those plugs have really dug in.
Did you guys see it? It was a cartoon hand with a Star of David pushing down a group of people with a quote beside it that said, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize.
Oh my God.
Which is writing, I guess, from a white nationalist and neo-Nazi, Kevin Alfred Strom.
What?
The tweet has since been deleted, and Cusack has initially he tried to blame it on a bot. He also thinks that a bot is an alt-right account. So he said, I mistakenly retweeted an alt-right account I thought was agreeing with the horrible bombing of a hospital in Palestine. And it's
but
clear
how do you
that,
get that on your feed? Like, there's no alt-right shit that gets into my feed.
He said, it's clear that even if it was Israel's flag, and even if you don't have an anti-Semitic bone in your body, it is still an anti-Semitic cartoon because it deploys anti-Jewish stereotypes in its attacks on Israel, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not sure what happened there, but
he's rambling like Lloyd Dobler.
He's been apologizing about this all week. I mean, look, some people are just very dumb with the internet.
But how does he get alt-right shit into his timeline?
Yeah.
Not sure.
That's the thing. The people he followed, like, he's only a couple steps removed from this kind of shit. I will say, as bad as this one is, it is a little nuts, and I'm not defending Cusack, but, like, you're not allowed to criticize anything about Israel.
I know, and it drives me crazy.
That's true.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, not allowed to come.
Like, you can't talk shit about that guy? That shithead?
You're also not allowed to say that bombing Palestine and killing Palestinians is wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you're not allowed to say that.
They throw some rocks.
Right. That is terrible. And but Cusack, he's either really has shit for brains, or he's following some accounts that, like, he needs to explain himself.
Or it could be, like, an ambient situation where he's just, like, scrolling, goes down a rabbit hole and isn't really sure what he's doing. It's definitely not as good as that time that the guy that played the brother-in-law on Breaking Bad tweeted the hashtag sex gifs.
Oh, yeah. Hank.
Because he thought he was doing a search. But he actually made it a tweet, hashtag sex gifs.
Or huge tits.
That was John Heyman. Pretty good. Anything else, Kate?
No, that's it.
Okay. Excellent job. Great job by everybody today. Yes. For Ed Daily, for Kate McManus.
Wrapping it up just like that.
I don't have anything else.
Okay.
For Ed Daily, for Kate McManus, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 274. Of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.